I'm Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield's commentary is coming right up, but first I'd like to tell you about a few of the things we're working on for this week's show. It's College Football Rivalry Week, which is something more like a rivalry month these days. We'll take a look at some of the most storied matchups and the trophies that accompany them. We'll also talk to author David Goldblatt, whose new book, The Game of Our Lives, tracks changes in the English premiership in the post-Margaret Thatcher era. Watch out. Bill might just start chanting, "Where's the money gone?" The Wall Street Journal's Jason Gay joins Bill to share his idea for a new radio show. It's called Don't Fly Off the Handle Like a Lunatic, and it sounds an awful lot like this radio program right here. Anyway, we'll have that, and Bill will offer a Thanksgiving tale starring his childhood hero, Willie Mays. Speaking of that holiday of giving thanks, this time of year has Bill recalling some of his adventures as host of Only a Game.
How would I have been able to spend time in 2010 with Frederick Wiseman, the exceptionally prolific and accomplished documentary filmmaker, if not for Only a Game? Mr. Wiseman made a film titled Boxing Jim. I'm no fan of boxing, but I am a fan of Frederick Wiseman, who turned out to be as fascinating as I'd hoped he'd be, whether or not we were talking about that film. Without the program as a calling card, I'd never have met W.C. Hinds, author of MASH and countless memorable stories set in sports, a great writer who turned out to be a generous and gentle reader of whatever I sent him, and a wonderful friend as well. I've enjoyed finding out what Charlie Pierce thinks about all sorts of things. I've also talked soccer with New York Times veteran George Vesey, basketball with columnist Bob Ryan, baseball with ESPN's Tim Kirkjian, hockey with Hall of Fame writer Helene Elliott, and pro football with Paul Attner, late of the Sporting News, who feigned astonishment whenever I said anything halfway bright about the game he covered. It was a sad day for Only a Game when Paul retired, or at least it was a sad day for me. I've watched Serena Williams play tennis in Rome. At the time, I was sitting beside Bud Collins, a.k.a. Mr. Tennis, one of the most gracious and giving of men. 15 years ago, I sat on the bench of the Roxbury Community College men's basketball team, some of whom taught me something about what it meant to be the first members of their families to attend college. I've interviewed MVPs and Hall of Famers, but I've also discussed Ted Williams with Donald Hall and traded verses about games with Robert Pinsky, each a poet laureate. I've visited wiffle ball tournaments, and I've gotten close enough to an underwater rugby match to come away wet. I've learned from sled hockey players how terrific and committed athletes can remain terrific and committed athletes after they've lost the use of their legs. I've looked Zippy Chippy in the eye and seen that he's not the least bit embarrassed that he entered 100 horse races and never won. Over the past couple of decades, we've chronicled the growing opportunities girls and women have been enjoying in sports, and Only a Game has been going long enough now so that some of the women with whom we talk take for granted circumstances their predecessors couldn't have imagined, which is progress, albeit not enough progress yet. Maybe somewhere there's somebody with more cause to be thankful for his or her work, a professional ice cream taster, perhaps, or a mattress tester whose job requires frequent naps. But maybe not.
You can read and share Bill's commentary by visiting onlyagame.org. Follow us on Facebook and find us on Twitter at OnlyAGameNPR. And from all of us here at Only a Game, happy Thanksgiving.